Let me ask you a question. Are you an alluring flirt? Are you a seductive charmer? If yes, then you've definitely got Riz.
When I was a young person, people would say game. Oh, that person's got game. You know, it's the same concept. Young people find new words to describe these experiences that are universal.
The publisher of the Oxford English Dictionary has declared Riz the word of the year. Apparently, it comes from charisma. Casper Grothvold, who heads the dictionary division, explains how Riz rose to the top.
Riz, it's clearly a youth culture word that's come out of their social media activity. And so much of social media has amplified the voice of youth culture in the mainstream.
Grothvold says picking the word of the year is a mix of art and science. Until recently, editors at Oxford University Press would make the call based on spikes in usage and other factors. Last year, they got the public involved and put the finalists up for a vote.
And people chose goblin mode, the unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy habits so many of us struggled with as we tried to return to our pre-pandemic lives. For Grothvold, going from goblin mode to Riz is a sign of hopefulness.
Something like Riz, where it's about your energy and your ability to sort of attract and to strut, says something about human interaction again and how we're kind of ready again to take part and really connect.
If you could only be here in this studio with me, people. Michelle Martin is here. She's got Riz.
So does Steve. So much Riz. So much Riz right here.
Thank you. And look, man, in the everybody here.
Everybody here. Everybody
has Riz. Has Riz. Riz is NPR News.